Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on New Zealand Sports Radio. It is Sunday, the 12th of July, and this is your best way to start the day up to date with all the important sports news. In the news today, Jack Charlton passes away. Saders win thriller and get one hand on the trophy. We'll have an NRL update for you, as well as updates from the ANZ Premiership, Sal's NBL, Wimbledon, Formula One. Yes, this is a bumper edition, folks, and let's kick off with the football news. And yes, England Football World Cup winner from 1966, Jack Charlton, has passed away at the age of 85. And the former Leeds defender and Republic of Ireland head coach passed away peacefully after he'd been diagnosed with lymphoma in the last year. So our thoughts out there with his family. Moving on to other football news, and Norwich City lost to West Ham 0-4, a big win there for West Ham, and Watford beat Newcastle United 2-1. Two important games there down at the bottom end of the league, which mean that West Ham and Watford now are on 34 points and have a 6-point gap to Bournemouth and a 7-point gap to Aston Villa in that relegation battle. Those two sides still have to play a game. So they've got one more game in hand, but boy, oh boy, do they need the win now after those two teams picked up those two big results. Moving over to the Belarusian League, our favourite league in the world because it kept going during lockdown. Belushina beat Torpedo 2-1. Stephen from the Deep South there will be upset with that one. And Bate and Slavia fought out a 1-1 draw. Bate still at top of the table, but Shakhtar and Namon Gordon have got games to play. And even Energex could also take that top spot. Shakhtar look online to do that as they are beating Gorodea currently 3-1 with 20 minutes still to go in that game. In cricket news, and the a late collapse by England really has put West Indies in control. The top order looked to have be making a battle out of this one with Burns with 42, Sibley with 50, and Crawley with 76, as well as Stokes chipping in with 46. The four out of the top five all got some good starts there. But then a late collapse with Pope, Butler, Bess, all falling for 12, 9 and 3 meant that, yes, England closed at 284.48. Moving on then, and now I'm going to pass you over to Stephen, who'll take us through our birthday update.
Thank you, Paul, and good morning, everybody tuning into New Zealand Sports Radio. What is the Sunday, the 12th of July, and it's birthdays where we head to this morning. Firstly, a famous rugby playing name from previous decades, a number eight destined for higher honours, and finally, one of the best women's rugby players in the world, and that's where we start things this morning. Portia Woodman, born this day, the 12th of July, 1991, is a New Zealand Rugby Union player. She is currently a member of the New Zealand Women's Sevens team. Woodman played at netball for the Northern Mystics before switching to rugby union in 2012. Woodman debuted for the Black Ferns in 2013 against England. She was included in the squad that won the 2013 Rugby World Sevens in Russia. In 2015, Woodman was named the World Rugby Women's Sevens Player of the Year. She was named the Player of the Year in a 2017 Women's World Cup squad. The Black Ferns won the World Cup. Woodman was the dominant player in all their games except the last, a gold medal winner at the 2018 Commonwealth Games. And that is Portia Woodman. She has done it all. Well, one man who's having a birthday today couldn't quite get the win for the Blues last night, but he's destined for bigger things to come. Hoskins Satutu, born the 12th of July 1998 in New Zealand, is a New Zealand rugby union player who plays for the Blues in Super Rugby. His playing position is number eight. He has signed for the Blues squad in he was signed for the Blues squad in 2019 and has extended it out to 2023, I think it is. He is the son of former Blues and Fijian rugby player Waisaki Satutu. Satutu plays his provincial rugby for Auckland and has been in superb form in 2020 for the Blues and looks likely to be an All Black in the future, if not a question of if, but when. Staying with the rugby code, Stanley Meads, born the 12th of July 1938, is a rugby union football and brother of the great Sir Colin Meads, considered by some to be one of the greatest rugby footballers of all time, the man they call the tree. Stanley played as a lock, number eight and flanker and scored four tries for New Zealand in 30 games. That's 15 tests and totals. He played for King Country between 57 and 66 when he abruptly announced his retirement to concentrate on his sheep farm near Te Kawiti, 82 years young today, from a great sporting family. His niece Rhonda Wilcox and Meads played for the Netball Ferns, and of course Glenn Meads played for King Country. So there we have it. Some real champions there celebrating their birthdays today. I'll be back shortly with all the league news from yesterday.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Moving on to rugby news, and through Crusaders and the Blues played an absolute cracking game last night. It was 6-7 at halftime, with the Blues having the slight upper hand, but coming out into and also they led in the second half, and it wasn't until the hour point that the Crusaders got their their necks in front. But that last 20 minutes was a really dominating or a very impressive performance, by the Crusaders to pull out to a 26-15 win. Will Jordan coming on and continuing his fine form this season. Also, good performances from players like Bridge and Talia, who had a fantastic battle out there on the wing. That was followed up by, and that puts the Crusaders clear at the top of the Super Rugby Aotearoa. And remember, there is no final series, folks. It's just who tops the table that will win the trophy. And with the Crusaders denying the Blues even a losing bonus point, that puts them definitely in pole position now. That was followed up by Super Rugby AU, where the Waratahs and the Force played a game. The Force, obviously, this is their returning to Super Rugby after 3 years out, and a lot of people wanting to see them prove that they should be there and should not have been dropped And they did lead at half time 7-14, taking their points sensibly, taking points when they're available to build up that score. In the second half, though, was all that they couldn't add to their score, and it was all Tars, and the Tars finished up 23-14 in that one over in Australia. News coming out about the new Major League Rugby team in Hawaii, and a number of All Blacks and professional players apparently are going to be part owners, including John Afoa, Jerome Kano, and Hosveta Rokokoko as well in that one. So some interesting names there being involved with that new team that's going to be starting next year in Major League Rugby over in Hawaii. So we wish them all the best. They are apparently also in talks with the New Zealand Rugby about Super Rugby as well. And now we're going to hand you over to the sport that just keeps on giving, NRL.
Well, Paul, it was giving a lot on the field yesterday, especially in our first game where plenty of points were leaked. The Penrith Panthers smashed the Cronulla Sharks 56-24 in their clash at Nestra Jubilee Stadium. Rookie winger Charlie Staines finished with an amazing four-try haul in his first grade debut to become the second man in the NRL era to achieve the feat after Jordan Aitkins. The Panthers led 26-0 after 35 minutes before the Sharks scored two tries of their own before halftime to cut the lead to 26-12. But two tries after the halftime break to the Panthers extended the lead to 36-12 to what would be a solid winning position, despite the Sharks getting two converted tries of their own. The Sharks would score three more tries, with Staines capping off his four-try haul. A game with plenty of tries, but without a lot of defence. However, it was entertaining for those who attended that final scoring in Penrith Panthers 56, Cronulla Sharks 24. Moving on to our second game. Well, finally, some joy for the Brisbane Broncos, who have broken a 113-day six-game losing streak by beating Canterbury Bulldogs 26-8 in a slog in front of Broncos greats at Suncorp Stadium. A host of former greats turned out at the Red Hill venue and clapped the embattled team onto their hollowed turf before kickoff, showing solidarity and support. The Broncos were first to score when Corey Oates barged his way over through the Bulldogs after 8 minutes. The home side got on the board again when Tavita Painga Jr. pounced on a Bulldogs error to score in the 25th minute. The Bulldogs finally hit back in the 30th minute when Nick Meaney defied the sideline to put the ball down in the corner. The Broncos began the second half on fire when Jermaine Asako chased through a loose ball to score and extend the lead to 16-4. Young gun Xavier Coates found the line in the 60th minute to make it 22-4 advantage as the Bulldogs battled to score points of their own. Bulldogs fullback Dallin Watene Zelniak touchdown in the second half, but it would be Jermaine Asako who would close the game out with his second try of the game to leave the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs domiciled at the bottom of the NRL table. That final score again, Brisbane Broncos 26, Canterbury Bulldogs 8, 26 points to 8. And in our final game last night, which was pretty much billed as the game of round 9, well, it kind of lived up to the hype of the game. But I'm saying that a potentially season-ending injury to Josh Hodgson compounded Canberra's woes following a 2014 loss to Melbourne last night. Hodgson went down in the first half with a suspected ACL injury to his right knee. It would be a massive blow to Canberra's premiership hopes if their nifty hooker was ruled out, and it would be cruel for Hodgson, who had overcome a reconstruction infection on his left knee in 2017. Wow, we really do wish him well in his recovery. Winger Bailey Simonson also left the field with a potential shoulder injury to add to an already growing injury toll at the nation's capital. Melbourne will be sweating on Jesse Bromwich, who left the field with a knee injury. Meanwhile, Melbourne's skipper made history with the win, being the first player in the NRL to record 300 victories. I'll tell you what, if there ever is a league player you should clone, it is definitely Cameron Smith. He is a very, very heady footballer, does all the right things at the right time, got a really smart brain. It was an uncharacteristic sloppy start from both sides, and an error handed Melbourne the first points of the night with chance. Nicol Klokstad tried to bat a ball dead, but it did not get enough on it with Brinko Lee pouncing. Josh Papali stormed over for the next try, but the Raiders were unable to build on it as Josh Adokar scored for the Melbourne Storm shortly after. That came after a controversial sin bin call saw Simonson leave the field after the bunker ruled he had impeded Adokar in a try-scoring situation. Both Ryan Pappenhuysen and Nick Kotrick nabbed tries in the second half. That Pappenhuysen try is a very good try. Basically fielded the ball inside his 22, beat a couple of players and ran the length of the field. Elliot Whitehead dropping the ball over the line also created a try. Nicol Klokstad crashed over in the final minute to set up a grandstand finish, but Canberra could not force the golden point. The Raiders now are at risk of losing touch with the top four while Melbourne move into third. That final score again, the Melbourne Storm 20, the Canberra Raiders 14, and that pretty much wraps up our games yesterday. But I will just let you know who's playing today. Now, our first game, our last two games of the round is the Newcastle Knights versus the Parramatta Eels, and that's from McDonald Jones Stadium in Newcastle. So home game for the Knights. That's a 6:05 kickoff. These are New Zealand times, by the way. And in our final game of the evening, the Dragons take on the Sea Eagles, and that's from Nestra Jubilee Stadium in Sydney. And if you've got enough energy for all your sport this weekend, that's an 8:30 p.m. start. And that pretty much wraps it up. Although we will be back tomorrow morning to wrap all the games up, see what how the table is looking. But more importantly, look out for our league show on a Wednesday evening. And that is The Standoff with Brad and also Sanjay. I'll be back with more league news tomorrow morning.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Moving on to the netball. And now here on, as we report, being to you on New Zealand Sports Radio. And last night, the Steel and the Stars fought out a 39-48 game. The Stars coming out on top there. They took control of the game, really, in the first quarter. In the second quarter. And then pulled away in the fourth, having taken a 1-point lead in that first quarter. So really, it was a good performance from there. Unfortunately, for the Southern Steel, they had a horrible injury as a shooter. Jen O'Connell was stretchered off and came back on crutches. And this was after they'd also lost Georgia Heffernan for the season with a knee injury. So some new players going to be getting their opportunities there for the Steel. The Stars now back up and have to and play the Magic this evening at 5 p.m. And we also have the Tactics versus the Mystics at 7 p.m. So doubleheader this this Sunday in the netball. On the ladder, that win puts the Stars up in to third place, 4 points behind the Northern Mystics, but the Northern Mystics have got a game in hand. It really does look like a Pulse Mystics final, even though the Stars have climbed themselves up there. Moving on to the Formula One, and over in Austria, Lewis Hamilton has put himself on the front of the grid with Max Verstappen in the Lewis Hamilton in the Mercedes and Max Verstappen in the Red Bull. Carlos Sainz in McLaren will be third. on there with them. The first race winner, Valtteri Bottas, in fourth. So that's the front row, or the front end of the grid with them. The qualifying was delayed due to rain by 46 minutes, and we did expect there to be some rain yesterday, for that Grand Prix. Over in Wimbledon, Wimbledon has announced it will be paying $19 million, New Zealand dollars, that is, to players who would have been playing in the tournament. 620 players will get some funds. Each of the tennis players in the main draw who would get £25,000, whilst 224 players who would have been in the qualifying event will get £12,500 each. The doubles players will get £6,250, and the wheelchair players £6,000. Good to see the players getting paid, even if they couldn't take part. And that's all allowed because of that good insurance policy that Wimbledon had in place that covered pandemics. Moving on now to the basketball, and in the Sals NBL, we had a record score as the Otago Nuggets beat the Manawatu Jets 130-94. That was a record score by the Otago Nuggets, who were led by Hunt with 22 points and Nartai with 23 points. But the main man was Keel with 29 points there in that game. So high scoring game, and with that three-pronged leadership team there in the Otago Nuggets. Yeah, the Manawatu Jets, we know they're a side that don't quite have the height or the power of some of the others, and they got blown away in this game. In the other game from last night, the Canterbury Rams are early pace setters, but a side that are on a losing streak now, lost 92-97 to the Taranaki Mountain Airs. Brits with 31 points. For the Canterbury Rams, couldn't drag his side up to the win. Didn't get enough support from his other players there. And the twin pronged attack of Rakua with 26 points and Jones with 25 points. Jones also with 16 rebounds. Those meant that the Taranaki Mountaineers won the game and also kept themselves top of the ladder. That's 6 wins now from their 9 games, just ahead of the Franklin Bulls, who have got 5 wins from their 8 games. The Nuggets climb up into third with 4 wins from their 7 games. So yes, they've got 2 games in hand over the Taranaki Mountaineers. If they win both of those, they could join them at the top of the table. So real tight table there over in the Sals NBL. The Canterbury Rams have now dropped to last place after being in first with 3 wins on the trot, followed up by 6 losses on the bounce. So, yes, some of the wheels have really fallen off for the Canterbury Rams. Don't forget, you can listen to us on the go. Just search for New Zealand Sports Radio on your favourite pod-catching app, be that iTunes, Spotify, and iHeart or iHeart Radio. I'm going to hand you back to Stephen, who's going to give us an UFC update.
Oh, thank you, Paul. Yeah, just for those UFC fight fans, don't forget UFC 251 taking place today from the Flash Forum on Yash Island, Abu Dhabi today. So that's the one where they've got the ring pretty much set up on the beach. It should be quite entertaining this afternoon. Now, it is being shown on free-to-air ESPN, so if you've got Sky, you can, especially here in New Zealand, you can tune into that. Originally, it was supposed to have been over in Perth, but obviously due to COVID-19, they've moved it to Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. And the main fight to look out for today is in the welterweight division, and that's for Kamaru Usman versus George Masvidal, and that fight is in the welterweight division. So that's pretty much the main event of the day. But there's a couple of women's fights worth having a look at as well. A strawweight fight between Jessica Andrade and Rose Namajunas, who's coming back from a bit of a sabbatical or time off, and also should be a good fight in the women's flyweight division between Amanda Ribas and Paige Van Zandt. So look out for that this afternoon, remembering free to air on ESPN. And I'll give you a wrap-up of that card tomorrow morning. Enjoy your day, everybody. And just also want to say, enjoyed my time out at the Suburbs Rugby Club yesterday, Paul, getting out and mixing it up in grassroots. It was great to see you out there at Monaco as well.
Yes, big thanks to Manukau, who made me very welcome there for their game against over there. Yes, looking forward to catching up on some sleep today, folks. Then hopefully I'll have my words so much tomorrow. You have now started the day the best way up to speed with all the important sports news. And if you'd like to get reports on those Goodyear Premiership results in the Auckland club scene, then head over to our Facebook page on New Zealand Sports Radio, where Stephen and I had chats with the head coaches after the games.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.